to Real World News. Danilo Urrea of CENSAT Agua Viva, Friends of the Earth Colombia, on the Alternative World Water Forum. Several social organizations and networks are preparing for the Alternative World Water Forum, which will begin in 6 days. In the past years, these organizations have been building a global collective platform for the defense of water as a common good and a fundamental right. In addition to the preparations for the forum, the agenda of the movements in defense of water in different parts of the world is busy with mobilization processes against large mining and energy projects. These projects threaten with depleting rivers for hydroelectric production or polluting water supply sources as a result of gold exploitation, among many other minerals, and as a consequence of agro-industrial processes. On the other side, the advance of regulatory frameworks towards privatization of policy changes and laws in the Global South promoted by the World Bank and the World Water Council are the norm. In this thermal context, the challenges faced by the Alternative World Water Forum are not little. The building of a unified discourse in clear rejection to privatization has been well developed since a forum in Mexico in 2006. But now it is necessary to focus on the alternatives against territorial displacements and thus on the water territories and on the public and community management models that have been implemented in several countries for years but are not today the trend with reference to the future of water in the blue planet. The transition between discourse and alternatives to privatization is one of the issues to address at the forum. On the other side, one of the issues that calls the attention the most is the one related to the current debates about water as a fundamental human right and about the plans to have the UN to call the next official forum and not the World Bank or the World Water Council, as has been the case in the 6 events so far. In terms of water as a fundamental human right, there are strong critiques inspired in the demagogy with which the concept of right has been used, subjecting it to an anthropocentric application and passed by many governments that also promote development models not at all water and territory friendly, while privatizing their management. In addition, there is a debate about the capture of the concept of fundamental human right as something that can be ensured even by private companies that meet the water requirements of the population. In terms of being the UN to call the next official forum to discuss the future of the water of the planet, it is surprising how it was the UN itself the one that promoted in the 90s the World Water Council, and voices against the corporate capture of the UN are gaining strength. Thus, the impartiality necessary for decision-making would not be ensured by this change around the most important world event on the issue of water. Without a question, the Alternative World Water Forum is an important space to discuss these and other issues that are part of the heart of the debate and that is expected to result in clear measures to implement against the establishment of the development model that makes a capitalist capture of water in all its forms to take place. But the event, for those who have participated in previous editions, should allow to define specific actions with reference to specific issues, among them the summit RIO+20 and the green economy process the summit aims to legitimize, with the subsequent impacts on water and energy.
You are listening to Real World News.